Here's what's trending now. The Kanawha-Charleston Humane Association is facing a distemper outbreak right now, and they're not taking any new animals at the shelter because of that. The KCHA said on its Facebook page that staff members are sanitizing everything every day, even the entire play yard areas outside. They're requesting donations of cleaning supplies like bleach and sanitizing products, dishwashing liquid of any brand, paper towels, gloves, and wet food for cats and dogs. Intake is paused for all dogs and puppies through April 2nd. A West Virginia attorney who defrauded clients out of more than $700,000 is headed to federal prison. 62-year-old Paul Harris of Wheeling was sentenced to 97 months behind bars for fraud and money laundering, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of West Virginia. Prosecutors say Harris diverted money from a client trust account into his law firm's account and used those funds for personal expenses, including buying a home and paying off a business loan. In total, victims lost more than $701,000. Harris is set to report to prison on May 6th, and prosecutors say they are seeking restitution. Marshall Health Network is launching a new system-wide surgical service line to improve coordination and expand access to care. Dr. Anthony Dempsey will lead initiatives, strategic planning, and integration, according to MHN. Leaders say the move is aimed at strengthening surgical programs and growing advanced care access across West Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Southeastern Ohio. Dempsey will also focus on recruitment and improving operating room efficiency as part of that effort. Somersville police marked the retirement of two canine officers this week. Nomi and Erna were recognized for their good police work, according to a social media post from the Somersville Police Department. The canine officers were honored with plaques from the mayor and chief of police. And a new terminal project is nearing completion at North Central West Virginia Airport in Bridgeport. It's a $5 million project expected to open by April. I'm Jen Austin on News Talk 95.7 and AM 1240. I'm Jen Austin on 97.5 WQBE. I'm Jen Austin for New Life 94.5.